He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Through the sacrament of holy baptism, we have been raised with Christ to new life.
We have been given the new birth of water and of the Spirit.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By
eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may by your grace confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday of Easter is from Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones, and he led me around among them. And behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, Prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he had commanded me, and the breath came into them. And they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will bring you into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
1 John chapter 5. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God, that he has borne concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
According to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Praise to you,
Lord. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate.
birth of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And so the answer to the question, can these bones live, is a most definite yes. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is proof. He is the first fruits of those who fall asleep in him. They will rise as he rose. That's Christianity. That's the end goal, the hope, the consummation of our faith. Thus, the Spirit and the water and the blood. Not just the Spirit, but also the water and the blood. For Christianity is a flesh and blood, living, bodily, eternal existence. Our hope is not in some eternal existence apart from the body in a spiritual heaven up there somewhere in the clouds. Neither do we become angels and earn our wings by helping people out after we die. These things and so many other false things make for sentimental Hollywood depictions and even sell lots of books and other merchandise and retail outlets, but they are pure fiction, and they have no part in the truth. They are not Christianity. Likewise, the whole I'm spiritual but not religious movement so many people adhere to today and think is Christian is anything but. That's more in line with some of the Eastern religions or New Age movements or even the ancient heresy of Gnosticism. It is not the faith we confess. For thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. That's our religion, our faith, our hope. That we will live in flesh and spirit, body and soul, in the new land that our Lord will bring us into, the new heavens and new earth to come, that we will rise from the dead, just as our Lord Jesus Christ rose on the third day. So, get all of those pictures of sitting on clouds and playing harps for eternity out of your heads. Besides that, the pearly gates, golden streets, and crystal waters you love to hear about aren't descriptions of the current heaven, but of the new heavens and new earth to come. Then, we will finally experience life the way our Lord meant us to have life. Then, we will have life even better than our first parents had in the Garden of Eden. All of this because our Lord Jesus Christ rose from the tomb, and he comes again on the last day in glory, not just in spirit, but in flesh and blood. The same flesh and blood in which he appeared to his disciples on that first Easter evening and several other times during the 40 days between his resurrection and ascension. For he is no ghost or spirit only, but flesh and blood. And still bearing the scars of our salvation in his hands, feet, and side. Dear friends, a spiritual Jesus is absolutely worthless and does us not a bit of good. As St. Paul says, if Jesus is not risen from the dead, then our faith is in vain and we are to be pitied the most. But our faith is not in vain, for Jesus rose bodily in flesh and blood from that tomb, and he showed his disciples his hands and his side. He ate with them, they touched him and conversed with him and saw the proof that he is no ghost, but real, tangible, physical flesh and blood. And on this eighth day of the resurrection, it sounds weird, but we give thanks for St. Thomas and his initial unbelief. For our Lord offers us through him, double proof of his resurrection in real flesh and blood, and further assurance of the glorious gospel that he rose from the tomb not to seek vengeance, not to carry out his anger, which he rightly could have had, but instead to bestow peace in his grace, love, and mercy. That is not to say that unbelief or asking for proof and seeking evidence is to be praised, not at all. St. Thomas essentially puts our Lord to the test, which is a grave sin. But our Lord uses the occasion to confirm the reality of his bodily resurrection, not only for St. Thomas, but for us. For these things are written, so that you may believe that Jesus is the resurrected Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing in him, you may have life in his name. St. Thomas also provides us with our confession of the faith regarding Jesus. He confesses, "My Lord and my God." Amen, St. Thomas. Amen. That is who Jesus Christ, our Savior, is. He is our Lord and our God, forever incarnate in our flesh and blood, true man and true God in one person. The holy incarnation of our Lord began at the virgin birth, but never ends. He is flesh and blood, God and man in one person for eternity. But our Lord Jesus Christ does even more. In his Sunday evening visits to his disciples on the first and eighth days of his resurrection, then just prove that he is flesh and blood. He also ordains his apostles into the office of the holy ministry, sending them out in his name to forgive the sins of the penitent and to retain the sins of the impenitent. He hands over the office of the keys to them and calls them to serve in his stead and by his command. And they will serve him under the charter of forgiveness upon which his holy church is established. The forgiveness he shed his holy and innocent blood on the cross to obtain. This too, dear friends, points to the flesh and blood reality of Christianity. For Jesus dies a real death with a real body for the real sins of real sinners in their real flesh and blood. And these real flesh and blood apostles will go out into the world to preach repentance and the forgiveness of sins in his name to real sinners who really sin in real flesh and blood. Recognizing that, we come back to the Spirit and the water and the blood. For it is not just through preaching and teaching that our Lord will create and sustain believers through the work of his apostles, but via his holy sacraments. The very sacraments he himself institutes for that purpose. For they will be called and ordained and sent out to combine his word of promise to the physical elements of water and bread and wine, and the Holy Spirit will create and sustain faith through holy baptism and the Holy Supper. The holy sacraments of our Lord are essential to our Christian faith. They are the lifeblood. They are the source of our life in Christ. They will combine his word of promise with physical elements. For Christianity is more than just a spiritual game with a God who doesn't exist except in our thoughts and minds. It is physical. It is real. The water and blood that flow from our Lord's pierced side issue forth in a perpetual tide into the fonts and chalices throughout Christendom, to create and sustain faith in sinners redeemed by Christ the Crucified. We must not give an inch on this, for to get rid of the sacraments is to put ourselves in very grave danger, and even in danger of becoming nothing more than Gnostics. For you see that Christianity is far more than spiritual mumbo-jumbo, but a real flesh-and-blood religion with a real flesh-and-blood Savior who continues to save real flesh-and-blood sinners via the real water and blood from his real body. That's Christianity, dear friends. So, like newborn infants, long for this pure spiritual milk of the Word made flesh, who continues to tabernacle among us. For all those times you have been tempted to ponder Jesus as a bodiless spiritual guru, repent. For all those times you bought into the lie that Christianity is something you merely experience in your hearts and minds, or emotions and feelings, repent. For all the times you have been tempted to believe in some disembodied spiritual existence, in some spiritual eternity, repent. For I tell you the truth, if you can get along just fine without the Spirit and the water and the blood, maintaining some spiritual personal relationship with some spiritual Jesus, your faith is in vain. For we do not worship a spiritual Jesus, but a flesh and blood Jesus. A Jesus who is very much alive, out of the tomb, still active in his flesh and blood to save sinners. For this is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is truth. For these are the three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. Dear friends in Christ, here, in Christ's holy church, where he fulfills his promise to be with you always, is where the Spirit and the water and the blood testify. Here is where those who have been born of God through Spirit and the water and the Word long for the spiritual milk of the Word. Here is where you open your mouths wide and are filled with the honey of Christ's Word and his very body and blood from the holy altar, and are satisfied, for he is your rock. Here is where you who are distressed because of your sins call out for mercy and are delivered. Here is where your flesh and blood Savior does his work for and in you, so that you confess with St. Thomas, "My Lord and my God." And all this because Jesus is no ghost or spiritual guru, but the Word made flesh who comes into the upper room of this sanctuary and says to you, time and time again, every Lord's Day, every first and eighth day of the week, every time you are gathered together in his name, time and time again, he says to you, peace be with you. Take eat. Take drink. And he can and does do this, for he is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Lord God, as you gather us together on this first day of the week, that your risen Son may come among us with his gifts of forgiveness and peace, grant us faith to receive him in joy, that having fellowship with him, we might share in his eternal fellowship with you, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, as your Son breathed out the Holy Spirit on his disciples that they might bestow or withhold your forgiveness, let your Spirit rest also upon the pastors that he sends to serve us, that they may faithfully exercise their office in accordance with his word. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, as you have given us all things in your Son, make us of one heart and one soul, that we may not hold on to the things of this world as though they were our own, but freely share what you have given us. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, as your Son in mercy invited St. Thomas to touch his wounds that he might not disbelieve but believe, have mercy on all those who struggle with similar doubts and overcome them with your truth. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, as you have established worldly authorities to uphold the rule of law and maintain the public good, grant wisdom to all our leaders, remembering especially this day our local governments, that our communities may be ordered in peace and flourish in wholesome industry. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, as you have brought us into fellowship with you through your Son, Jesus Christ, sustain all those who suffer in mind or body with your truth. Especially be with those who have requested our prayers, including Bill Harmon, David Gursky, Marlene Miller, Ella Shaw, Corrine Ellenboss, Tom Ellenboss, Scott McCollum, Landon Cole, Charles Shaw, Margaret Duby, Lloyd Duby, James Whiting, Kevin Cull, Tyler Duvall, David Jerry Gerard, Sherry Shaw, Pastor Dan Chambers, Sally Messer, Chris Woodrow, Miriam Sohn, Cameron Snell, Jack Standen, Jane Tennant, John Lemmerman, Betty Guder, Brandy Bradley, and Mary Kittle. Hear their cries for help and heal them in accord with your good purposes. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, as you are the creator of all that exists and the very author of life itself, we give you thanks for the birth of Caleb John Brown this past Wednesday. As you have added him to the human family, so also unite him to your holy church through the waters of holy baptism, preserving him until he is brought to the font. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, as your Son comes and stands among us, to feed us with his very body and blood. By his victorious wounds, strengthen our hearts in faith, that we may not doubt but believe that he has overthrown the powers of hell and saved us from sin and death. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, as your Son brought his resurrection peace to his disciples, grant comfort to all who know the sorrow of departed loved ones, especially the families of Rosemary Reichart and Debbie Rodriguez, both of whom you called home this past week. Let them not be overcome by their grief, but sustain them in the hope of the eternal life that you have manifested to us in your Son. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying he has destroyed death, and by his rising again he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. The very body of Christ given for you.
Thank you.
holy and precious true body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Upon you with favor and give you peace.